If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gugu Tumfuphi on kaya959.
So, Gugu, Status A has come out with statistics to show that property development in South Africa has slowed down. It shouldn't come as a surprise. We know in general the economy has slowed down. People are broke. And so what are you developing property for?
That's 100% correct, Cesar. We do see it as well in the GDP figures from Stats SA for the first quarter, that essentially investment in infrastructure also took a significant slowdown. So how it's impacting the residential space is also being evidenced by the data they've released. Now, what they do highlight is that essentially we did see a decline of 4.2% in the month of May. And that January in particular was also incredibly tough for a lot of residential property developers. Think the likes of Summercon, Borwin, and a few other key players in South Africa. Now, whilst it doesn't necessarily cause any panic for the first-time home buyers market, if this does continue at these subdued levels, then it will reach a slowdown and a significant decline, offering greater opportunities for sellers who actually want to let go of already existing stock in the South African market. Despite this, though, it does seem as though property practitioners are still quite optimistic that on the back of the slight shift that we're seeing in the economy, where there's a realignment in terms of the fiscal framework to invest heavily in infrastructure, maybe a slight pickup in confidence where property developers might outlay a lot more capital, we could actually see this just be a blip in the chart over the long term in terms of the property space in South Africa. But overall, does actually indicate, as you've mentioned, that we have seen a significant slowdown in infrastructure investment, specifically in the residential property space.
Yeah. And so overnight, you saw the biggest breakup in politics, Elon Musk with his public spat against Donald Trump. As a result, Tesla saw the biggest one-day drop, I think. Shares just slipping. I think it's 14% now. Oh boy. Yep. What does this mean in the world of business?
The bromance is over, and it's costing Elon Musk so far, especially when it comes to the markets. It's wiped off at least $150 billion, as you've mentioned, to Tesla's market value. Now, this does come on the back of a significant rally that we actually saw in the share price. Now, this particular rally was on the back of the fact that Tesla has been testing out a vehicle robo-taxi, essentially driverless taxis that would operate in certain markets in the U.S., very competitive market, which is growing, and the likes of Google have also introduced innovations that are very similar in this manner. Now, what makes this all interesting and even more peculiar is that, you know, this relationship breakdown has really taken place what looks like over just a couple of hours, but of course brings to light just how things have shifted in the last 2 months. If you consider that when the Liberation Day tariffs were introduced, even when Donald Trump was inaugurated and, of course, his entry into the White House, Elon Musk was essentially his right-hand man, providing a lot of guidance, but also very visible in several of the press briefings that have taken place. This has impacted the markets significantly. And again, references the taco trade that I mentioned yesterday. Trump always chickens out. But this fallout in their relationship also just builds up a level of anxiety for many market participants who will probably lack a lot of confidence in the level of support that Donald Trump and his administration would have provided to several of Elon Musk's businesses, especially when it comes to tax incentives for them to continue investing. So it's about to go down even more. I don't think this is the last of it.
What are the markets saying generally?
The markets, it's actually been phenomenal for South African investors. Globally, as mentioned, there's been heightened volatility on the back of the White House and several talks, but it does seem as though the markets are still playing it fairly safe by going into safe haven assets. Now, bearing in mind that the South African Stock Exchange is home to a large number of gold and platinum mining companies, we have been reaping the benefits. Just yesterday, the JSE All Share Index touched a new all-time high. Now, this is significant because whilst we talk about day-to-day market movements, if this kind of performance is sustained, then any South African with a pension fund exposed to a balanced portfolio, which would be used, I guess, as a proxy using the All Share Index, then you should be seeing your funds turn positive. We'll open up from 96,411 points this morning. Currency-wise, we've also been holding our own significantly so. The volatility in the U.S. is resulting in a weakening in the dollar, and that's good news for us in terms of the rand. 17.76 is where we're trading at the moment, 24.09 to the British pound, and now 20.30 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gugu Tumfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.